Hi, this is Chris Gregory. I'm the producer of The Dex Legacy. The Dex Legacy is a member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama makers like the Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favourite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Join Apollo Plus by downloading the Apollo Podcasts app or going to apollopods.com. We'll post a link in our show notes. Now please enjoy this episode of The Dex Legacy.
Dex Island is a dangerous new nation. Made up of Dex Industries employees, it has a tiny population comprised of the brightest minds in engineering, science, medicine, strategy, and manufacturing in the world. What Dex Island lacks in population, it makes up for in concept. Simply put, the idea of Dex Island takes up space in the international consciousness. Globally, they are small, but their inventions are already changing the world. Nothing embodies the Dex spectacle or its growing presence like the flagship of the Dex airborne fleet, Angel City.
The invention we are about to reveal changes the face of warfare as we know it. It redefines the limits we place upon ourselves regarding the scale of our ambition. It proves that with scientific innovation comes the opportunity to think beyond our former achievements, beyond the achievements of the ancestors themselves. We are a small nation, pushing boundaries and inventing a new future. Wherever we go, our vision for the world goes with us. Wherever we are seen. Wherever we are seen, we are understood to be a force in the world, reshaping the battlefields upon which we tread. I give to you the flagship of the new Dex fleet, Angel City.
1,000 meters long and 300 meters in breadth, it is an engineering masterpiece. The brainchild of Dr. Osis Rivastava and jointly realized with the Admiral of the Dex fleet, Idris Morrowether. Angel City is the single most expensive and effective advertisement for Dex innovation and power that could ever be conceived by a human or artificial mind. Delivering Dex troops and hardware wherever they are deployed, Angel City immediately impresses upon those present the caliber of those with whom they are doing business. Such a large ship requires constant maintenance. Following his ordeal in Tristan's torture chamber, Ren takes some time to help his close comrade, friend, and pilot, Raya, with some routine repairs. Interlude 4 of The Dex Legacy, starring Stevie Skinner as Raya, Charlie Richards as Ren, and Emily Inkpen as Auto, with music by Dr. Alan Stroud.
Get over here and help me with this.
How long do you think I've got before they come and find me?
You've been here an hour, so I'd say another 20 minutes. Maybe less.
I mean, I did come here to drop off Osa's plans. It was you who got me into a major rewriting job, which Osa wouldn't approve of, by the way.
Idris hasn't let her on board since Angel City took off. She was here for the maiden flight, and that was it.
Yeah. She's mentioned that about 100 times. Not that she's bitter.
Idris likes to own his airship. And his fleet, in general.
I don't blame him. I wish I could own something.
If this is going to turn into another heart-to-heart, feel sorry for me, chat, I'm not here for it.
Ouch.
I mean, I've heard it. You know I care.
Don't worry, I'm bored of it too.
When's your next treatment?
We go in tonight.
Where have you been for the last few days? No one's seen you.
Trust me, you don't want to know.
A mission?
A test. One big, stupid, screwed-up test. I don't think Nathaniel or Tristan or Devek wanted us to be out and talking to people, but Osa's found a way to give us a break. Varian's testing some new weapons and Isra's being fitted for something.
To be honest, it sounds pretty bad. How long will you be in the lab?
A few days, maybe a week. Depends on recovery, as always. I would tell you how bad it'll be, but you've told me not to complain.
Yep, I've heard it. And it's not like I don't know, I've had treatments too.
Yeah, I know, and I'll admit I do forget sometimes. I can be a bit self-absorbed.
How highly evolved of you to admit it.
Introspective evolution is about the only type of evolution Devek isn't interested in. Though, it's not surprising. If there's one person on this planet who needs it, it's him.
All right, let's turn this section on and see where we are.
It's looking good. Ugh. I have to go. Nathaniel wants us back for dinner.
You eat dinner with him?
Sometimes, when he wants to lecture us on something. I expect it'll be about this test we've just survived. He'll be putting his spin on it. I'll get my jacket.
Where did you leave it?
In our cabin.
How did you three get a permanent cabin, exactly?
It's not like it's unheard of. You did.
That's different. I live on board. You three come and go.
It was an accident. On the day Angel City was due to fly for the first time, Osa and Idris were running around here doing final checks and the rest. Anyway, Varian, Isra and me, we were running around, getting under their feet, stealing bits of equipment out from under their noses and running off. They got so angry, they locked us in that cabin, just off the bridge. Idris put Isra under his arm and got me and Varian by our arms. He's a strong guy.
Yeah, I know that.
So he locked us in there and forgot about us. 3 hours later, they were ready to take off, and Nathaniel was asking where we were because we were meant to be down on the ground with him to watch the launch. Osa came and got us, and we were on the bridge for the whole thing.
You were on board?
Yep. We weren't meant to be.
Angel City. Cabin B641. Entry authorized.
And this cabin's been yours ever since?
Well, 3 hours is a long time, especially for kids, so we were playing games, drawing on the walls. Look there.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, I guess Idris felt bad for forgetting us, or he liked what we did with the place. Whatever the reason, it's always been ours.
I see you kept drawing on the walls.
Yeah, we still add to it.
Let me guess, Varian, Isra, and you.
Yup.
You got the bottom bunk.
I'm the youngest.
Okay, let's have a look.
Hey, that's private, you know.
Oh, don't be stupid. As soon as you leave the ship, I could just come in here and read it all anyway. This looks fresh. Ekonome Rubin.
Ekonomai Robene Tamone. It's Dominosi.
What does it mean?
Maybe one day I'll tell you.
Ooh, mysterious. What's with the list over Varian's bed?
That's all the women he's been with.
Seriously? That's quite a few names.
And growing. He says it's good manners or he'd forget them. I think it's more like trophy collecting.
Yeah. Wow. No names next to your bed?
Even if there were names, you wouldn't find them there.
Are there names?
Are you interested?
Not in you.
No? Who?
Isra's hot. She scares people, but she doesn't scare me.
She should.
I fly fighters much faster than you can run. She can't catch me.
Ah, you're assuming you'd make it to your fighter.
Does she scare you?
Sometimes.
Does Isra like girls?
I don't know. I've never asked. Maybe. If she does, then she likes both.
Oh, really?
You won't find names above her bed, either.
It was worth a look.
Any names above yours?
I suppose we're talking metaphorically now. And metaphorically, yes.
Really? Who?
A few.
Any I know?
Sure. Faris.
Faris?
Yep. She definitely likes both.
So, Are you two...
No, it's just fun, sometimes.
Huh.
So, what about you?
What about me?
Well, you're never with any girls, so people have started saying you like boys.
Does it matter?
No, but I shared. You owe me one. It's just good manners.
In that case, I think I do like both.
Ha! I knew it!
Well done. You got me. Not that it matters. There's no specific guys I like.
You know, it doesn't have to be someone specific for you to have fun.
You sound like Varian. Ah, okay. I really have to go. Come on, get out of here.
Eka nome Rubin Timon.
I'm not telling you. You can look it up.
In that case, I'll never know.
What is it with everyone else not reading books?
You just heard Angel City, Interlude 4 of The Dex Legacy, starring Stevie Skinner as Raya, Charlie Richards as Ren, and me, Emily Inkpen, as Auto, with music by Dr. Alan Stroud. The Dex Legacy is written by me, Emily Inkpen, and produced by Alternative Stories. If you enjoyed that interlude, please like, subscribe, and comment. It's the one small thing you can do to give a huge boost to our team, and it helps to make us more visible for future listeners. If you would like to support The Dex Legacy, you can at ko-fi.com/The Dex Legacy Audio Drama. Links can be found at www.thedexlegacy.com. At thedexlegacy.com, you will also find scripts for every episode and interlude, so if you like to read while you listen, you can. There's a page dedicated to the cast and a whole load of bonus materials, including maps, the soundtrack, a gallery of character portraits, and interviews. You can also sign up to the Dex Legacy newsletter for a secret link to me reading The Dark, a short story and prequel to the audio drama. As always, we would like to give a huge thank you and shout out to those of you who have liked our episodes, left comments and reviews, and subscribed to the show. And we'd also like to thank those of you who have visited our Ko-fi page and donated to the series so far. Every donation goes straight into bringing you more from the world of Dex. Now, here's a trailer for the audio drama podcast, A Ninth World Journal, by David S. Deer.
This is A Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.
We'll share a link to A Ninth World Journal in the show notes for this episode, so be sure to check it out. We're also delighted to announce that David will be joining the cast of The Dex Legacy in the role of the Admiral of the Dex Fleet, Idris. You'll hear David as Idris in future episodes, and you can read a short bio on the cast page of our website, thedexlegacy.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to The Dex Legacy, a proud member of Apollo Plus. Apollo Plus is a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama creators like The Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favourite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Importantly, for independent shows like ours, Apollo Plus helps us to generate revenue to cover our operating costs, meaning that we are much more likely to be able to generate more of the content you enjoy. 70% of the revenue generated by Apollo Plus will go directly to creators, meaning that you, the listener, will be able to enjoy more from your favourite drama and fiction podcasts. We're delighted to be alongside great shows such as Omen, Afflicted, Primordial Deep, Sidequesting, and many others on Apollo Plus. It really is a great platform on which to listen to and discover audio drama, so please download the app and get listening if you haven't already. By listening through Apollo, you'll also have access to exclusive Dex Legacy bonus materials and episodes. You can download the app from the App Store and Google Play by searching for Apollo Podcasts, or you can visit apollopods.com or follow the link in our show notes.